lights to the backstage spree. Bum, bum, bum. Davies in the know, everything VIP.
Brought to you by
the Good Feet Store and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Dave.
Thank you. And yes, because it is Thursday, even though it is a pre-ticket stock Thursday, that doesn't stop us from doing the rant with Gordon Keith.
Well, now we're here.
You know, they gave us our own rant segment at Ticket Stock on Saturday.
Yeah, we are the last segment before the all hands roundtables.
Wow. And you guys get to get rid of me that day. It's just you three.
You're coming up there.
No,
you need to moderate.
I'm not part. Not proper. Not.
Whatever.
I'm not canon.
Whatever.
All right, let's get into some e-news before we get into a very important rantiversary coming up next.
Boy, Gordon, do you know it's a big day?
Yeah, the guys tipped me off as to what day this is.
Stay tuned.
And I don't think it's funny. So.
I don't either.
Yeah, no, it's a memoriam.
Yeah,
it is.
It's in memory. This is kind of inside Hollywood. This is like behind the curtain business.
Hey, you're talking to an OG. I got you. Let's go.
But
Could you translate for him, please?
This is big news in Hollywood as the James Bond movie franchise.
Do we have a new James Bond?
Not yet.
Ah, crap.
James Bond. But,
yes, killer.
Yes, killer. But it has
Wait,
changed
hands. Can I hear that
hands.
Again? Can I hear killer trying to confidently say the name James Bond?
James yes. Bond.
He's like, is okay, it Bond? Is it Bond?
So confident, killer. Good job. So, in 2022, Amazon acquired MGM, the studio.
Yes.
Okay. So, they have announced today that the franchise is being shaken up as Amazon MGM has entered into a partnership with Michael G. Wilson and Barbara Broccoli.
The Bond lady.
They are the executive producers of the James Bond franchise. They are forming a joint venture with Amazon MGM Studios, so they will still have ownership, but creative control will now go to Amazon MGM. They are stepping back. So, Mr. Wilson, what's his name? Michael G. Wilson, he's 83. And Barbara Broccoli is the descendant of Albert Cubby Broccoli, who is involved from the very beginning of James Bond. So it's been a family business.
And just to be clear, Barbara Broccoli, not a character name. That's her actual name.
That is her actual name.
Didn't that
name.
Always throw y'all for a loop, though, when you'd go see James Bond movies, that the first name that would show up there on the screen was a Broccoli? I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I've never heard that name ever.
Yeah, so since Amazon acquired MGM, they've had the rights to distribute all the James Bond movies, but after this, they will have creative control on all future productions. And already, Jeff Bezos, on his Instagram today, he put a screenshot up of the story from the BBC, and asked his followers, who would you pick as the next Bond? He's
okay.
Like crowdsourcing casting.
Yeah.
Trans James Bond.
Yeah, but it was last year, last March, that Aaron Taylor Johnson was rumored to become the next Bond.
I'm a girl.
It was at the time said to be imminent, but then it didn't happen.
Who's Aaron Taylor Johnson?
He was in Kick-Ass. He was in Bullet Train. Very handsome English actor.
Yeah.
The British bookies, they currently have James Norton as the favorite. Taylor Johnson is second. And then Theo James, Tom Hardy, Idris Elba, Henry Cavill have all been thrown out there.
Theo James.
Oh!
Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, my heart.
I thought they announced Idris Elba.
Dude, that was like a decade ago.
He would have been great.
Yeah, but they want somebody that can.
There was just a holdup. About why.
They want somebody young enough that can be Bond for 20 years.
Yeah, and he's
now
what,
that Daniel Craig is retired.
okay, that was always a question of mine, too, concerning Bond. If you are committed to Bond, like when we were growing up, it was Roger Moore. And we didn't see Roger Moore in anything else. Nothing.
I guess he was typecast.
Well, no, I mean, are you...
I don't think it was an exclusive agreement, like he couldn't take any other roles. I think nobody ever looked at him as anything other than James Bond.
Gordon was...
Yeah, because who was the guy who did... he was in Knives Out. He was James Bond, wasn't he?
Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Wasn't there overlap of Connery and Roger Moore? Like, there were two studios that were producing at the same time or something?
So, obviously, Roger Moore took over for Sean Connery. But in the 80s, in the early 80s, Connery came back and did Never Say Never Again, I think. And
he did one that wasn't
movie.
Yeah, it wasn't officially a James Bond movie.
Yeah,
it wasn't canon.
Right.
Huh. Yeah, George Lazenby was in between him.
Yeah, so whenever they do get around to doing another James Bond, whenever they cast it and whenever they do the next film, it'll be the 26th edition of official canon James Bond.
I've not seen one in a long time.
Cared about anyone.
Yeah, I kind of lost track. I mean, I did think Daniel Craig was a really good James Bond.
Yes.
But I don't think I saw all of his Bond movies.
Who was the worst?
Lazenby, probably, right? I loved Roger Moore.
Roger Moore was campy awesome.
I thought Timothy Dalton was kind of spare.
Yeah, that's the one that I didn't like either.
Living Daylights was good. Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan was good.
It does feel like Theo James is built for this.
Yeah.
He would Dalton. Be so great. Is that the guy with the mullet who does podcasts from Louisiana?
No.
Not Theo Vaughn.
The fat guy that wears a headband?
But also a good idea for James Bond.
Shaken, not stirred.
So yesterday we had the story that ASAP Rocky was found not guilty on two counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm. And so... he and Rihanna were very delighted that he wasn't going to spend two decades in jail.
Sure.
And so their attorney, his name is Joe Tacopina.
Okay.
Like with quotes around taco?
No, his last name is Tacopina.
Wow.
But he said... He maybe it's taco pina.
Yeah, does have the little thing over?
No, there's no tilde over it.
Taco period.
No, it's not. It's not taco period either. But he did an interview afterwards, after the verdict, and he said that after the verdict was read, that ASAP Rocky and Rihanna grabbed him, and they said, "Listen, our next baby will be named ASAP Joe."
What's all the ASAP stuff?
I don't know. He's impatient.
He also said that ASAP Rocky said some very nice things, including he told me that he loved me and we're family. But he said the thing that ASAP Rocky said that resonated with him the most is before the verdict was read, he grabbed me and he said, "Joe, I want you to know I know how hard you fought for me. I know everything you've done. I appreciate you so much." And he was scared that he was going to have to, you know, do a decade or more in jail. And he was up for two felony counts. They read the verdict for the first one, and he jumped over the rail and started hugging Rihanna. And Joe Taco Period was like, "Hold on, they've got to read the verdict for the other one." He was like, "It's going to be embarrassing if they read guilty for the other one and you're like celebrating."
Right.
Like you just won the Stanley Cup. But, he said he was confident, and he's glad that it all worked out, et cetera. But
it was a good topical sports reference there with the hockey game today.
Yeah. Gordon, I know you are a fan of contemporary art.
Yeah, Gordon.
Huh. Okay.
Are you a collector? I know you collect
things.
No, I'm not. Like guitars and typewriters. You don't collect art?
No, but it would have been wise to collect art, because if you pick the right artist, then it's guaranteed to go up.
Right, especially if you pick an artist, like Banksy.
Oh,
yes.
So,
the best artist.
In 2005, Mark Hoppus of Blink-182, he and his wife bought a Banksy piece called Crude Oil. And it was painted in 2005. They bought it in 2011. And
how much?
Well, I don't know how much they bought it for, but he says that we loved this painting the moment we saw it. It was unmistakably Banksy, but different. We bought it because we loved it. It hung over the table in London where we ate breakfast and our son did his homework. We hung it in our living room in Los Angeles. It's seen laughters and tears and parties and arguments. And now I'm excited for it to be out there in the world, seen by as many people as possible. So March 4th at Sotheby's in London, it's going to hit the auction block. What do you think the low and high estimates are for the auction of the Banksy piece?
20 million.
1 to 5 million.
Gordon, what do you think?
I think 20 million to 50 million or something crazy.
I'm going, since this is a story, I'm going to say, sorry. I'm going higher than Gordon. I'm going to say the ceiling, it's 50 to 75.
No, you guys are way high and Bob is way low. Sotheby estimates it could go anywhere between 3.8 and 6.3 million.
Yeah.
I would say one to five was a pretty good investment
for somebody.
Hey, yeah, but, and so
remember, Banksy was the one that did that gag to where the
I was going to mention that.
It's so awesome. I thought it was great. It malfunctioned, so it didn't go to completion, which we all know how painful that can be. But yeah, it was up there on the auction block. They had it, and as soon as they sold this painting, the painting all of a sudden started making a mechanical noise and whirring, and the painting started descending into a shredder that was built into the frame. And Banksy had rigged it to where as soon as someone paid millions of dollars for this piece of work, it would be destroyed.
Did he give them their money back?
No. As soon as the gavel...
No, it became worth more.
Yeah, as soon as the gavel went down, it just starts eating itself. It starts shredding into the frame.
No one knew it was
going to happen. Doesn't seem
very nice. I mean, he's do we still not know who he is?
No.
He's still anonymous, right? But yeah, he's obviously a genius. But here's what's nice is that Mark Hoppus has said that they're going to use the proceeds. They're going to use it to fund various charities. They're going to donate some to the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, to Cedars-Sinai Oncology Research, and the California Fire Foundation. And then he said he also wants to use some of the profits to buy artwork from up-and-coming artists, so to reinvest in the art scene. He says, we were lucky enough to find Crude Oil in our lives, the name of the painting, and he says, it'll help us support more art and artists. I want to be an effing Medici, you know, the Italian family that basically financed all of the Renaissance paintings back in that era.
Have y'all ever bought art?
Yes.
I did buy from our friend.
Yeah. Patrick?
Patrick, yeah. I commissioned a painting. He painted a picture of Marissa and her sister with Kenny for one of her favorite photos from when they were little.
Thanks, Long Brush. And
that's the only painting, the only real art I've ever bought.
I bought art from Patrick as well, our buddy Patrick Reeves. And then I bought a Mick Jagger head from Florida when I was drunk one time.
I gave Patrick a ride to the airport once.
You bought what from Mick Jagger?
Well, that's almost art.
I bought a Mick Jagger head.
Was he good?
No, I didn't buy that from him.
All right, coming up next, we have a very important...
Get on the head and call me! Hey!
Hey! God.
What in the world?
All right, a rant-iversary next.
They closed out their tabs.
Again, things that weren't discussed at the trial.
Do you think?
The fire alarm began
to
sound.
Bob. Hold on. Let's hear what Bob has to say. Go ahead, Bob.
I'm wondering in history how many times last words have been, this isn't good.
Yeah, this isn't good.
Yeah, that was his, I've got a bad feeling about this.
So there was a fire station nearby. Problem was, when the fire alarm went off, it wasn't connected to the local fire department. So it was just there, superfluous, just sitting there.
Decorative.
Yeah, pretty much.
I thought you were going to say all the firefighters were there in the crowd.
All right, there were other exits, but everyone headed for the front door through which they had entered.
And crushed. They had a crushing situation.
Yes.
Were most of the injured? Do you have the detail whether most of the injured were like those kind of crushing type injuries, or were there fire injuries as well,
or just like smoke inhalation?
It doesn't say.
We're asking Simple Corby. Great.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Simple Corby does not have that information on me.
I don't know.
To read.
He's
still so sad.
He sounded out Corby.
Out his words.
Fire.
Smoke in hell. Atheon.
Bad.
So that's the 22-year anniversary, and you're all still...
What are we going to do for the 25th?
Sitting back.
I don't know. They're going to have to do something at ticket stock. We're going to have to play.
Right, we're going to have to play
the whole set list.
Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
Yeah, whatever their set list was, we played at ticket stock.
Or that played Desert Moon, and everybody has flamethrowers.
What is...
We just torched Dave.
Dave. Oh, my God. It's like the end of Once Upon
Desert...
a Time in Hollywood.
Well, yeah. Was that a big song of theirs, Desert Moon? Do we know? I know nothing about this.
No way. They're playing it first. It was probably off their new record.
I don't know.
Their one song was a banger.
Twice Bitten?
Yeah.
Was that an original, though? That's
Once
a cover,
bitten,
right?
Twice
Once
Shot.
Yeah. What's that?
I think that's a
was
cover,
it theirs?
Isn't it? I don't think it was
think
theirs.
It was theirs.
Huh.
I don't know.
Okay.
If only we
look that up,
could
please.
Ask... Have a seance and ask Jack White.
Do we have any great White?
Or not Jack White.
Do we have
Jack
a net?
Russell?
Do we have a network? Yeah, leave him out of this. By the way, Gordon, did you see Jack White close the SNL show the other night?
Bingo.
Oh, I heard about that. I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
You need to go back and watch it. Me and Gordon's Jack White.
That's right.
Wow,
cool.
Corbin
and I go to see him all the time.
Gordon, I think you're correct. Once Bitten,
okay,
Twice
yes.
Shy.
Ian Hunter, released in 1975.
Thank you!
Yes, sir. Well played.
Do we dare look up the net worth of Jack Russell now? Like,
well, dogs don't.
It's negative a million.
Yeah. I mean, are people still going to see him?
Is he still alive?
Oh, yeah. He's got a... Yeah.
So we don't
Why
have
do
to
say
have
that?
A benefit memorial concert was held in Feb of 08, 5 years afterwards... in Providence, and featured Tesla, Twisted Sister, Winger, Gretchen Wilson, and John Rich.
Lando.
The event...
Out.
What a show. Winger's going to be there, Lando.
The event
I won't
raised...
Be. Those are the guys on Stewart's Lunchbox.
For the 100 that were killed and hundreds others that were injured, that event raised $25,000.
Well, wow.
Jack Russell passed away at the age of 63.
He's dead?
Well, why is that so surprising?
Is he really dead?
A rock guy who probably didn't live the most healthy life has passed away.
The sounder him.
Do you think he
died
walked into
in,
lower heaven and there were all these charred burnouts waiting Dave, for him to get there?
Dave!
Hot dog, we've been waiting on you.
Louise.
Son of a bitch.
He died in August of 2024.
Oh.
So not very long
so
ago.
So terrible.
He's in.
So wait a second. You're telling
today.
Me that he's not having fun anymore.
He can't rock anymore.
In
All right, there you go.
In 1979, he was arrested for attempted robbery of a drug dealer's home while high on PCP.
God.
It's illegal to rob a drug dealer, huh?
And
yes.
He... announced in July of last year that he had Lewy body dementia.
Oh, yeah. Way to go, Dave.
Well,
the
we
worst.
Yeah.
So the dementia was in his body and not his brain?
No, that is most unfortunate.
Hey, guys.
Way to go. All right, we got to
hey,
go.
Louis.
Are you twitching tonight, dude?
Do some comedy. Yes, 7:35 tonight. We'll be doing some Twitcherini on, what is it, twitch.tv/actualGordonKeith.
Yeah, Gordon's free because he's not doing a song.
What? He's hosting.
Yeah, for some reason, Kat rejected
whatever.
My
what
song.
No, whatever. You didn't even
real.
Offer.
Yeah, you're a loser.
I wanted to do the song.
You cut out an
by
extra hour of work, and then you bailed on the time wasters.
Yeah, what's next, Gordon? First the show, and now this. All right, go watch Twitch tonight on the TV.
Like this fire, and then they're like not... alive anymore. I don't know about dead, but they're not alive anymore. Well, I guess it's the same thing, isn't it?
I mean, like, when people catch on fire, it's like they can't live anymore.
Yeah, it's like people are flammable on that day they were. Those are some good points for me. Thank goodness we have you here.
Are you regretting adding him to the show now?
So. Yes. So, like, I need him for that kind of obvious points. Those obvious points.
1 minute, he's sitting there rocking.
Yeah,
and
Corby.
The next minute, no more.
No more rocking.
You have rocked your last rock.
Hey, at least they went out rocking. I can't believe you're laughing at this tragic story. Okay, so, and what's really creepy is, you know, I saw one shot where they were showing the parking lot. You know, the parking lot's still filled with cars. It's all these dead people's cars still out there,
dude,
still parked.
That is trippy.
Don't you go dumb on me too, Dave. Come on.
Who's gonna rekey all those cars and move them?
Because a car needs a driver.
Dude, all I hope is, I hope they were all stoned.
All right. Corby, please just start thinking about what you say before you say it, okay?
What did I say to bring all this on me?
They were, like, alive and having fun. And then they're, like, not alive. And then they're having not fun. That's what you said. Yeah, and a lot of these were, you know, it'll be like a couple, like a young married couple or something like that. I mean, this destroyed, like, whole groups of friends.
Who's going to trim their baby's rat tail?
Come on.
Huh. It's unfortunate. All right, and Corby was making the interesting point of that the people who were alive that are now dead, that how weird that is.
I said it was weird because those are the people that you see in that video, just like going, huh, what's going on? Those are the people that are dead. It wasn't like, they were alive, and now they're dead. That's not what I was saying.
Does God have a plan?
It all seems so random,
yet so real. So anyway, the writer.
My gosh.
How did we recover that?
I don't know.
Someone had it.
That was the worst show ever.
Somebody had like a cassette tape or something of it. Maybe it was TC that recorded all those.
I swear. You want to talk about a retroactive Marconi. I
don't
know
no such
how
thing.
You're going to win that.
A legacy Marconi.
Yeah, well,
a
they
lifetime
just. Yeah.
Achievement award.
They go,
yeah, there should be a lifetime achievement award for the rant.
I think whoever won it that year, if we went to trial, I think that 3 minutes right there.
I like how Corby would shift from defending himself to then making fun of himself throughout that whole thing. You were doing just as much simple Corby as we were while still defending yourself.
Where would we be without Simple Corby, though? It's been such a wonderful addition to the station.
And I think I deserve some demerits in that for going Simple Gordo with the
you
those
did.
Cars in the parking
cars.
Lot.
They were all alone. They had nothing. You totally did.
Who's going to tell the cars?
Who's going
to break it to them?
The parents have to get inside to tell them?
The cars don't know anything's wrong inside.
They're still waiting for their owners.
Look at all the cars.
You know, I looked up to see if there was, because certainly there was a lawsuit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the club also got sued, but Jack Russell's Great White got sued.
Yeah.
And they reached a settlement with the families of the victims. So 100 people died, and then 200 some people were injured. So there were more than 300 defendants in the lawsuit. And Great White agreed to pay a combined $1 million, so just over $3,000 a piece.
Huh. Well, wait.
I doubt Great White had a lot of money at that point.
No, I don't think they had anything. But that club, I'm sure it's just
a nightclub made of hay.
Right. And it was a small club that had no money. They're the ones you should have gone after because they're the ones that knew the pyrotechnics were coming.
Yes.
Like that's part of the
and
deal.
And if you look at the video, the pyrotechnic stands are within like a foot of the ceiling.
Yes.
Why did they think they could do that indoors at all?
I don't know, man.
It's a low ceiling in there, and
The, if you're playing and that was a first beaten-down club in Rhode Island, you don't need pyrotechnics.
Wait, it was the first song?
I believe it was. It was the opening song. They're shooting it off because the band's finally hitting the opening chords of their first number. That's the way I
remember it. Okay, all right, hang on.
Do they just keep playing Once Bitten, Twice Shy?
It's, oh my God, dude. Okay, so Jack, the Great White started their performance at 11:07 p.m. 462 people were in attendance. Capacity was 404, by the way. The fire started shortly after the band began performing their opening song, Desert Moon.
Told you. Yep.
During the performance, pyrotechnics set up by tour manager Daniel Bichel ignited the flammable acoustic foam on both sides and the top center of the drummer's alcove at the back of the stage. Yeah. So.
Mm. None of the band members died in this? Was it just only their fans?
OnlyFans? And I think that.
Yeah, that's the origin of OnlyFans.
If you were in the back of the club. So I was wrong. Simple Corby was wrong. I think if you were in the back of the club. I think that the front, the entrance was at the front by the stage. So you walked past the stage and then back. The entrance to the club. So imagine.
Yeah, so there was only one way in and out for patrons?
I think so. There wasn't an emergency exit. Mm.
Were the dogs okay?
All the little dogs that have a lot of energy.
All the little Jack Russells running around?
I can't. I can't do that.
Jeez. What?
Yeah, that's just insensitive. Everything I've heard here today has been fine except for that.
I thought it was a band of dogs.
So.
Opposable thumbs playing guitar.
The flames were initially thought to be part of the act. Only as the fire reached the ceiling and smoke began to bank down did people realize it was uncontrolled. 20 seconds after the pyrotechnics ended, the band stopped playing. Jack Russell calmly remarked into the microphone, "Wow, this isn't good."
Wow.
God, dude.
And he laughed like that?
Wow. within 40 seconds, they stopped playing and left the stage. And then the fire alarm began to sound. But the fire alarm...
Isn't this this is a full refund type situation, right?
At least parking.
Jeez. Listen to this.
Do you think that everybody closed out their tabs?
Again, things that weren't discussed at the trial.
Do you think...
The fire alarm began
to
sound...
No, wait, hold on. Let's hear what Bob has to say. Go ahead, Bob.
I'm wondering in history how many times last words have been, this isn't good.
Yeah, this isn't good.
Yeah, that was his, I've got a bad feeling about this.
So there was a fire station nearby. Problem was, when the fire alarm went off, it wasn't connected to the local fire department. So it was just there, superfluous, just sitting there.
Decorative.
Yeah, pretty much.
I thought you were going to say all the firefighters were there in the crowd.
All right, there were other exits, but everyone headed for the front door through which they had entered.
And crushed. They had a crushing situation.
Yes.
Were most of the injured, do you have the detail whether most of the injured were like those kind of crushing type injuries, or were there fire injuries as well?
Or just like smoke inhalation?
It doesn't say.
We're asking Simple Corby. Great.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Simple Corby does not have that information on me.
I don't know.
He's still so sad.
He sounded out, Corby.
Sounding out his words.
Fire. Smoke in hell. Atheon.
Bad.
So that's the 22-year anniversary, and you're all still...
What are we going to do for the 25th?
Sitting back.
I don't know. They're going to have to do something at Ticket Stock. We're going to have to play.
Right, we're going to have to play.
The whole set list.
Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
Yeah, whatever their set list was, we play it at Ticket Stock.
Or play Desert Moon, and everybody has flamethrowers.
What is...
We just torched Dave.
Dave. Oh, my God. It's like the end of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Well, yeah. Was that a big song of theirs, Desert Moon? Do we know? I know nothing about this.
No way. They're playing it first. It was probably off their new record.
I don't know.
Their one song was a banger.
Twice Bitten?
Yeah.
Was that an original, though? That's
Once
a cover,
bitten,
right?
Twice Shot.
Yeah.
What's that?
I think that's a cover,
isn't it?
I don't think it was theirs.
It was theirs.
Huh.
I don't know.
Okay.
If only we look that up, could ask, have a seance and ask Jack White.
Do we have any great white?
Or not Jack White.
Do we have
Jack
a net? Do we have a network? Yeah, leave him out of this. By the way, Gordon, did you see Jack White close the SNL show the other night?
Bingo.
Oh, I heard about that. I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
You need to go back and watch it. Our, me and Gordon's Jack White.
That's right.
Wow,
cool. I
think story,
Corby
bro.
And I go to see him all the time.
Gordon, I think you're correct. Once bit,
okay,
twice
yes.
shy.
Ian Hunter, released in 1975.
Thank you!
Yes, sir. Well played.
Do we dare look up the net worth of Jack Russell now? Like,
well, dogs don't.
It's negative a million.
Yeah. I mean, are people still going to see him?
Is he still alive?
Oh, yeah. He's got a, yeah.
So we don't
Why
have
do you
to
say
have
that?
Seance.
A benefit memorial concert was held in Feb of 08, 5 years afterwards, in Providence, and featured Tesla, Twisted Sister, Winger, Gretchen Wilson, and John Rich.
Lando.
The event...
Out. What a show. Winger's going to be there, Lando.
The event
I won't
raised...
Be. Those are the guys on Stewart's Lunchbox.
For the 100 that were killed... And hundreds of others that were injured, that event raised $25,000.
Well, wow.
Jack Russell passed away at the age of 63.
He's dead?
Well, it's, why is that so surprising?
Is
a
he really
hair metal
dead?
A rock guy who probably didn't live the most healthy life has passed away.
Sounder him.
Do you think he
died
walked into
in,
lower heaven and there were all these charred burnouts waiting
Dave,
for him to get there?
Dave!
Hot dog,
Dave,
we've been waiting on you.
Louise.
Son of a bitch.
He died in August of 2024.
Oh.
So not very long
so
ago.
Terrible. So terrible.
He's in.
So wait a second. You're telling
today.
Me that he's not having fun anymore.
He can't rock anymore.
In 1979, he was arrested for attempted robbery of a drug dealer's home while high on PCP.
God.
It's illegal to rob a drug dealer, huh?
And yes. He announced in July of last year that he had Lewy body dementia.
Oh, yeah. Way to go, Dave.
Well,
the
we
worst.
Yeah.
So the dementia was in his body and not his brain?
No, that is most unfortunate.
Hey, guys.
Way to go. All right, we got to
hey,
go.
Louis.
Are you twitching tonight, dude?
Do some comedy. Yes, 7:35 tonight. We'll be doing some Twitcherini on, what is it, twitch.tv/actualGordonKeith.
Yeah, Gordon's free because he's not doing a song.
What? He's hosting.
Yeah, for some reason, Kat rejected
whatever.
My
what
song.
No, whatever. You didn't even
offer.
Yeah, you're a loser.
I wanted to do... The
you cut out an extra hour of work, and then you bailed on the time wasters.
Yeah, what's next, Gordon? First the show, and now this. All right, go watch Twitch tonight on the TV.